Shell Oil is using Dutch Harbor as a staging ground for its research in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. Vessels of various sizes were in port until recently, and others still remain in preparation for seismic, shallow hazard, marine mammal, and baseline environmental research. The seismic research is scheduled to begin next week in the Chukchi Sea lease area purchased by Shell for $2.7 billion last February. Shell Alaska spokesman Curtis Smith says Shell has been collecting seismic data in the Arctic for decades. Smith says Shell was drilling for oil in the Arctic in the 1980s and 90s, but shut down because it wasn't profitable. He says now it is. This year's seismic research vessel cruise is accompanied by two boats that host marine mammal observers.
It's really critical that we have them on board because we want to have the least possible impact on marine mammals in the area. So the marine mammals observers, their main job is to look out for a number of designated species. And if any of those species enter what we call the safety zone, we need to know that so we can ramp down our operations until those species leave.
They also have acoustic recorders on the seafloor to capture sounds of whales and other animals. Other vessels in the research fleet are looking on the seafloor for hazards, like old shipwrecks and studying ice gouges. Smith says understanding ice gouging trends is important for protecting any equipment they would use in the area.
So if by year on, after year after year, we can map the way the ice gouges the sea floor, we call it strudel scouring, we can better understand what sort of depth and width and sort of mass are we dealing with in terms of what we can see, and ice below the water surface.
The current research proceeds drilling exploration. Smith says the drilling and development timeline are not yet clear. Shell is also conducting community outreach programs with Chukchi and Beaufort communities. Smith says they plan on using Dutch Harbor for future staging areas as well.